Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite, streaming live online. Hello to everybody listening to us all around the world. And a special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody who's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to everybody that's keeping the oil moving, all the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. Thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, the professor of politics. He's sticking over for another couple of segments, Kyle Warren. And, Kyle, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, which is founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big story of the night, obviously, and what everybody's going to be talking about tomorrow, or today, or this morning, I should say, let me qualify that, on the talking head shows in the morning when everybody starts shaking the cobwebs out, is going to be the Senate unanimously passing the $2.2 trillion stimulus plan by a vote of 96 to nothing. Now it goes over to the Senate, where Nancy and her gang are going to get a chance to do whatever they're going to do to it, and then it goes to the president for signature. Now, Nancy better be careful, because she's prepared to load it up with a bunch of her pork, and this pork that she wants to load it up with is stuff that was cut out of the budget originally, and she wants to toss it all back in there.
Well, sure, that was, you know, exactly what she tried to pull off, I think, you know, sort of in a roundabout way with the Senate bill, because when she came back from California, the senators and the White House had come to pretty much an agreement, and I think that Leader McConnell, Mitch McConnell, Majority Leader, he actually used the expression, you know, we were this close to getting that deal done, and then after Nancy Pelosi showed back up in town, all of a sudden, all this other stuff got thrown in there, you know, stuff for the, what was it, Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts or something, and NPR.
Yeah, $25 million.
Yeah, all this stuff.
NPR, and that's National Public Radio, and then again, the Public Television Service, PBS.
Exactly.
They got all their money back again.
Exactly. And so none of that has to do with the coronavirus in the sense of what we're trying to do to help the people across the highways and byways, the workers, and also primarily small business. So it was a completely unabashed political power move that I think Americans, Republican and Democrat, find very distasteful.
And by the way, it was either yesterday or the day before Nancy Pelosi had her 80th birthday.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah. That's
turned 80.
About that.
Yep. So people need to remember, we're not dealing with a young chick anymore. Even though that Oxycontin makes her, you know, whatever it is. What'd she take? Botox. There you go. OxyContin. No, she may be taking OxyContin for pain.
Right. Well, but the thing is that, unfortunately, I think that the Democrats, and especially Nancy Pelosi, they're misreading the sentiments of the American people. You know, we're coming off the heels, and you remember when the Wayback Machine, we just got through an impeachment in this country and an acquittal in the Senate.
Never sent them back.
Exactly. But this is... They were so focused on that, and now they don't understand that the American people did not want any of that, don't want to rehash it all, but now they think that, well, suddenly we can maybe get some power back, but what they can be looked at doing, Captain, is aren't they doing almost exactly the same thing that they were trying to impeach Trump for, and that is withholding aid for political purposes.
Yep.
It looks like that's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're withholding aid from the American people for political purposes.
Exactly, yeah. And
the voters need to wise up to that.
That's right, exactly right. And you know, and I'm not trying to be flip or anything like that, but goodness gracious, you got people who are really worried what's going to happen, not just 2 weeks from now, but what's going to happen tomorrow morning in terms of their business, if their business is shut down.
Now, I saw something yesterday that ought to scare the bejesus out of people. You know these suicide lines?
Yes, yes.
The calls to the suicide lines are up 300% since all this stuff started.
And that is a real tragedy. And I'll point this out, Captain, is that the other day, just a few short days ago, the president was asked about, you know, what do you tell people and so forth. And he said, tell them we love them, right?
Yep.
We are, you know, we're working hard. We're going to get through this. It was essentially what he said. But he did say, we love them. And that is, again, that's part of our American family now. We are one nation under God. That's the whole point.
Yep.
And so the people out there who are hurting and that are worried about the future, you know, we're all in this together, and you got a lot of people working around the clock trying to fix this, and we're going to pull through.
By the way, apparently there's a Seattle National Public Radio station that had been carrying the Donald Trump coronavirus briefings, and they've announced yesterday that they are not going to carry the briefings anymore.
Well, that's just a political mumbo-jumbo, unfortunately.
Yeah, people haven't learned their lesson yet about that one. All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, hey, remember Joe Biden? Remember what we played last hour? Well, for those who didn't hear that, I got another loop with something a little different. Wait till you hear what Joe Biden was up to. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Hey, are you in pain right now? Do you want to get out of pain? Well, of course you do. Well, guess what? I got a solution for you. It's called Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an all-natural product, and it works for me. I've been on it 3 years and 11 months, and all you got to do is get started on the 3-week quick start plan. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start plan. You'll know real quick whether or not it's going to work for you or not. Now, some people, it takes a little bit longer, but most people know the first week right off the bat whether or not it's going to make them feel better. It's an all-natural product. There's nothing in there that's narcotic. It's all natural. A lot of healthy herbs. Herbs and whatnot in there. So I want you to go over to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or give them a call at 800-500-8384. Tell them the captain sent you and order the 1995 quick start. That's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got on the telephone line waiting patiently Nelson up in Jasper. So here we go. Nelson in Jasper, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, I was thinking about or contemplating about this Congress, and it's been a do-nothing Congress from the very beginning.
It has.
A real do-nothing Congress. So Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are taking advantage of this problem, and they are dumping all of this program into this one bill.
Yep.
We've got the Green Revolution.
Didn't work in the Senate, though, Nelson. They threw it all out because the Republicans were in charge. They carved it all out, and they voted unanimously, 96-0. The Senate passed it.
Well, I understand that, but it's still $2
trillion. $2.2 trillion, Nelson.
Exactly. I just wanted to round it off.
Yeah.
As well as there's talking about the possibility that on the upside, it could be even $6 or $7 trillion. And there's no talk about a lockbox. You know, you may remember that as a campaign problem.
There never was a lockbox. All there was a box they could steal out of.
Exactly. And all these IOUs, And so we're just going to have more IOUs. But I just wanted to make the point that this do-nothing Congress, because of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer not cooperating, although we did make some headway, and that is because the president made those appointments, and they have been confirmed by the Senate for the courts and some of the other things. So we have made progress, but now they are taking advantage of this, as our friend from Chicago would say. And this do-nothing Congress, this is their program, this is their platform, and that's all I
got
to say.
Have you got your pilot and Flying J coffee with you?
No, actually, they've shut down the university, and like everything and everywhere else. So I don't go to Georgia anymore, and hopefully I can do that after Easter.
There you go. All right, we're going to have a national picnic day on April the 15th. You're invited.
Okay, we may have one up here.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Nelson.
Yeah, yeah. Bye-bye. Yep.
Yeah, and by the way, Kyle, you heard me say that yesterday, and somebody said, you're out of your mind. I said, no, I'm not. I said, April the 15th. The country's going to be released, and guess what? We're going to have a national picnic day. Have the barbecue, invite over 10 friends, keep your social distancing going, and when you get that filled up, have the next-door neighbor in their yard do the same thing, and right on down the street, and we'll have the whole country involved in this.
Well, sure, exactly, and as long as those distances are put in place, because people are craving some contact, so they can have a conversation that's, not over a fence or from, 50 feet away. Absolutely.
Well, in my community, a lot of people have golf carts. You know, the areas I live in, a lot of the retirees have golf carts, and they drive the golf carts around, and then they visit their neighbors. That's what they do. So there'll be somebody up on the front porch talking to somebody in the golf cart and all that sort of stuff, and it's becoming more noticeable right now as to what's going on. And they're doing their social distancing, but they haven't stopped carrying on conversations and whatnot.
Well, that's good. That's good, because that's the one thing that, we don't want to lose, being able to communicate with one another and to encourage one another, too. A lot of people, it gets lonely, and especially if you're elderly and you're staying at home because it's good to stay home.
Speaking of lonely, let's listen to the lonely Maytag repairman, Joe Biden, as he coughs his way to this interview. This is a different person, different network. It's Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, who used to be, they called her a conservative pundit when she was on The View. Remember that?
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now she's on MSNBC as the, quote, conservative over there. She never was, but listen to this.
Mr. Vice President, first of all, how are you doing? Where are you? And what is it like to be a candidate in the time of social distancing?
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you, Nicole. A lot better than an awful lot of Americans are. I have been listening to the scientists. We've been social distancing. I'm in my home in Wilmington, Delaware, and I think being a candidate now is less about being a candidate and winning or losing an election than it is about getting this straight. We've been through something like this and the Obama Biden administration. A pandemic, the coronavirus is another pandemic, but it's here at home. We dealt with it in Africa and kept it from coming here. But it's frustrating.
Did you notice anything about that?
Well, I think he was coughing, right?
That's the new Joe Biden interview. Well, what's that all about?
Well, that's a good question. Is he just kind of run down? Is he feeling ill? Maybe not just from coronavirus, and hopefully not from coronavirus, but what is going on with Joe Biden?
There's more. I've got one more thing to play here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This was CNN, the lead with Jake Tapper, and I want you to listen to this claim that Joe Biden made.
All the way back in January 17th, I wrote a piece for U.S. News and World Report saying, we've got a real problem. The president, we have coronavirus is real. We have to start acting now.
Do you remember anything about the U.S. News and World Report on January the 17th and an article written by then former Vice President Joe Biden?
No, not really.
Never happened.
Yeah. Well,
never happened. But he told Jake Tapper on CNN that he wrote an article. Folks, go Google it. Go check it out. There ain't no article.
Well, I'm wondering, and again, this is kind of a very sad thing, because I'm wondering, if did he write that as a professor, because he said now that he became a professor after leaving the Senate and spent a lot of time on college campuses with the students. And of course, as I remember, Captain, he became the vice president after he left the Senate.
Yeah, there was no professor that I know of.
That's right. Well,
he might have gotten some honorary degrees along the way.
Honorary thing, exactly. There was some kind of Biden Center for Studies or something. But the way he explained it to the person he was on, I think it was some online chat or something, he was answering a question. The way he talked about it was kind of like, oh yeah, I left the Senate, I became a college professor for a while. It doesn't make any sense. And it really does, I think, show up that, unfortunately, there seems to be something going on with Joe Biden, that if he was your grandpa or your dad or something, that you'd be very serious about, you know.
Well, got a lot of people. We're going to just throw this out there for a second. Good morning to Terry in Nashville. Good morning to Peg. Good morning to Jeannie. Good morning to Al in Nebraska. Good morning to Steve in Thailand. Good morning to Richard in Marine. Good morning to Pearlie. Good morning to Peggy. Good morning to Felix. Good morning to Frankie. Good morning to Patty. Those are all the people who have been chiming in off the side here. Good morning to JW. Good morning to George. Good morning to Patrick. And good morning to Major Mac and Dan the Navy Man. Hello there, everybody. Those are all the people who have been chiming in here in the last little bit here.
Very cool. That's right. Yeah, good morning to everybody. And, you know, it's good to have everybody along, because there's a lot going on overnight in the overnight hours in America.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to take a look at something here before you have to part. All right, we've got everything in the red right now today. I don't know why it's in the red. Well, I do know why it's in the red. The uncertainty as to whether or not this thing is going to pass in the in the House of Representatives.
That's right. There's an understandable uncertainty for that, because we've seen what the Democrats are willing to pull in the Senate when so much is riding on it. And so if this can get through the House, and the president can, and it can be a version that the president can sign as a harmonized legislation, then all will be starting to turn around, at least I think in terms of what the markets are anticipating and how it feels.
Yeah, and of course, the thing about it is, you know, we've been up 15% the past couple of days here, which is good. Now we're going to take a little backwards fall here because of the fact that it's being shipped out of the Senate over to the House, and it's very uncertain there because Nancy's threatened a lot of stuff. By the way, a top European Union diplomat has said Venezuela or Iran will be the next country in the world to collapse financially.
Yeah, well, they have been hit very, very hard, I know, in Iran. If Venezuela has its own major financial problems, but I know that Iran has been hit very hard by the coronavirus. So I wouldn't be surprised, but it just shows just how serious this whole thing really is.
All right, thanks for sticking around. Tell everybody how to hear the show.
Well, my pleasure, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tomorrow. By the way, we covered a lot of ground tonight there, folks, a lot of ground. Not only all the stuff that you needed to know about this stimulus bill, but also everything that was going on there news-wise. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at our first military and veterans news report. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate did pass the $2.2 trillion economic rescue package. At the White House evening coronavirus task force briefing, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin explained how long the stimulus package in the Senate will help.
We've been anticipated 3 months. Hopefully we won't need this for 3 months. Hopefully this war will be won quicker. But we expect that this is a significant amount of money, if needed, to cover the economy.
If the money runs out, President Trump says,
We have to go back.
The president says the bill will help not just businesses, but also the common workers.
Up to $250 billion in expanded unemployment benefits. The average worker who has lost his or her job will receive 100% of their salary for up to 4 full months.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lemon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it sure is. And don't forget that this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, two locations to better serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, and we're going to let them tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has got their two locations, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, and they train aviation maintenance techs. Now, they're going to be starting their next series of classes again, April the 6th and April the 8th, April the 6th in Clearwater, April the 8th up in Concord, Massachusetts.
And that's all contingent to what they believe the president's going to be doing by opening up the country. But at the National Aviation Academy, you can get a tremendous opportunity to earn the privilege and the right to be able to have a fantastic career as an aviation maintenance tech, working at about 40 hours a week to start with, maybe a little bit more, but not that much more, for a starting salary of around $60,000 a year. Used to be 40, then it was 50, now it's up to 60,000. Why? Because there's a shortage of aviation maintenance techs around the world. Now, a lot of planes are sitting right now. A lot of flights have been canceled, and when those planes sit, what do? They maintain them. They overhaul them. They go back through them. They make sure everything's the way it's supposed to be. That's why they need aviation maintenance techs right now. You've seen planes lined up right now being parked, literally, American Airlines. I saw, I don't know how many planes were parked near their home facility around Dallas and other parts of the country where they store the aircraft, because they always store them in warmer weather. Some of the planes are out in Arizona right now, where they're out in the desert, where they don't have to worry about wear and tear and whatnot. But they work on them. They go in there, they make sure everything's working right and whatnot, and it takes a certified aviation maintenance tech to do that. So if you want to find out more about how to become one of them, you go to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. I went by their campus in Clearwater yesterday, and they had the staff that was there working. I saw some people going in and out the front door. It looked like they might have been there to take a tour of the facility or whatnot, which is what they're doing. But 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. So there you go. Now, with Iran and the tensions there very high, the U.S. Central Command is going to maintain an aircraft carrier presence that has ebbed in recent years as the U.S. focuses on competition with China and Russia. Now, amid the heightened tension with Iran, the U.S. Navy is operating two carriers in the Middle East right now, not one, but two. And all signs point to increasing pressure from the U.S. Central Command to maintain that aircraft carrier presence there. Now, Iran, given the chance, is up to no good whenever they can be, with their proxies all around the world and around that region. And we already went after them with carrier-based planes when we went in and took some of these installations out, where they attacked our troops at a couple of the different bases in Iraq. Those were carrier-based planes that went in there and took those positions out. Now, also, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy has issued deployment orders for three Army hospital centers. These are mass units that are being ordered to New York and Washington State. I believe there's going to be two in New York and one in Washington State, the way they have it set up. And three sailors aboard the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt now have tested positive for the COVID-19. The Navy announced that. The first cases of the disease caused by the coronavirus on a ship that's underway. And a panel charged with evaluating the selective service system will recommend requiring women to register for future military drafts, according to congressional sources that were briefed on the upcoming report. I am all for that one. Ladies, you want equal rights? Guess what? You can sign up for the selective service just like the guys have had to, and if we have to have a draft, we'll draft women right along with the men. Works for Israel. It'll work for us. I know some of you are going to be upset about that one, but I'm not. I know plenty of women that have held their own out there in the military. Plenty of women. They've done a bang-up job, too. Now, the COVID-19 threat is not going to end anytime soon. We know that. It's not going to end in the next few weeks. The Department of Defense knows that. So what's to do? Well, what's to do is to take all the precautions we can to make sure that this thing doesn't spread like wildfire. And that doesn't mean locking yourself up in your house and not going anywhere and not doing anything. You have to be selective about your travel. Obviously, if you got to go to the grocery store, you got to go to the grocery store. If you got to go to the drugstore to pick up prescriptions or whatnot, you got to go there. But there are some places that I don't think are going to be open. For example, I stopped by my favorite barber's yesterday, barbershop, and he was closed and had a window in the door closed until they tell me I can open. And I guess that meant that he wasn't a, what do they call it? A business that was considered to be one that could stay open. Okay, Eric is there. Eric in Seminole is chiming in. He's saying, good morning. Perhaps the carrier should not have made a port call in Vietnam 14 days ago. I'm not sure it was a Theodore Roosevelt that went in there 14 days ago. I thought it was another carrier. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the Pentagon and the Secretary of Defense is urging commanders to have his troops practice social distancing wherever possible. Have you ever stood in a military formation, ladies and gentlemen, and you put your arms out at arm's length, and that's how far away you are from the person in front of you and behind you when you stand in the formation? Or when you're boarding an aircraft or you're boarding a ship, and everybody's just jammed up in there, going up in there? This ought to be interesting to see how this is going to work out. And the other thing is, four confirmed cases of the coronavirus now amongst coalition troops in Afghanistan, which has brought to a stop, a complete stop, the rotation of troops going into and out of Afghanistan. So here we go. Here we go. Definitely going to slow things down. So what do we do now? Well, I don't know. But not what we thought we were going to do, right? So it is what it is. And we have to be careful with how we're doing stuff. By the way, Army advisors in Africa are being added into the mix. U.S. Africa Command's Army component are adding more combat advisors into the mix that's fighting the bad guys there. I believe they're going to get combat patches because as it stands right now, they're not. But I believe that they will be getting combat patches over the next coming few days. And the ongoing coronavirus pandemic is keeping even already deceased American service members from traveling home. The recovery of fallen troops from overseas battlefields, Vietnam and other places, has stopped, come to a complete stop. And that will pick up again once everything slows down. Now, the military's medical system is putting a pause on non-emergency surgeries and dental procedures as of March the 31st, according to a memo from the Assistant Secretary for Health Affairs, which was released yesterday, in an effort to shore up the capacity for the Defense Department's steady rise of coronavirus cases. So, don't be surprised with that one. Don't be surprised with that one. Alrighty. We're coming back with more. And our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And then Denise Simon will be around right after that. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is me, and I love talking to you guys, so hang on.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to...
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, it's time to get it cranked up, and here we go again, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and let's get a little something going.
California.
betcha.
She was looking so right in a diamond ring.
Bob Seger, the Hollywood Knights. I'll tell you what, if you haven't got two hands on the wheel after that one and you're not rocking along, I don't know what the heck's wrong with you, but that's what we do. We keep the truckers awake at night, and if that didn't wake you up, I don't know what did. And if you were half asleep laying there in bed going, what was that? Well, guess what? Shazam, you have been awoken. All righty. Well, let's take a look at the Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You've seen a lot of them on television lately. I saw them again yesterday. Another picture, truckers at a pilot and Flying J truck stop, a major truck stop in a major city. So there you go. Very dry air combined with gusty winds are leading to critical fire weather conditions over portions of the plains and desert southwest through at least Friday, including the eastern part of Colorado. Very dry there tonight, going into the western part of Kansas. Be careful. Now, these conditions could lead to the growth and spread of wildfires given any type of ignition. Now, severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, heavy rainfall, and maybe a tornado or two will be possible over the Central Plains Thursday and Friday. We're watching a developing system here coming out of the panhandle of Oklahoma, moving over to the east, and you know, it's got that potential again, I-40, I-44, maybe I-70, maybe I-20, going east towards the Mississippi River. Just be on your toes today. We do have some snow, significant snow, a winter storm warning for parts of Utah and right there on the Wyoming line, I-80, where it goes into into Wyoming from Utah. On the floor of the valley floor, 1 to 3 inches, and up above, 5 to 10 inches a foot in some areas on top of the Wasatch Mountains there. And again, anybody that knows, when you come out of Salt Lake, you climb a mountain range to get up into Wyoming. And going up that mountain range is going to be very wintry. So be careful. Now, when you bust out of Rawlins, the western part of Wyoming, you're going to have pretty much clear sailing until you get to Elk Mountain. There's snow tonight up on Elk Mountain. There's snow over in Laramie, and then there's snow going over towards Cheyenne, although the snow will taper off by the time you get to Cheyenne. And it's just right there in that area. I don't see it anywhere else. Windy conditions in Arizona, windy conditions in New Mexico, windy conditions Amarillo, Texas, Lubbock, Texas. You do have a winter storm warning. Oh boy. Again tonight for parts of Nevada in the higher elevations and mountains there, along the, eastern part of, Nevada, central eastern part of Nevada. In the middle of nowhere, kind of. And then some snow, light snow going on in San Bernardino Mountains tonight. And some weather up north of San Francisco going up towards Redding. All that being said, you have got some light rain mixed into the Mississippi River Valley, parts of Tennessee, parts of Mississippi, nothing to really worry about. Some fog along I-10 tonight coming out of Pensacola, Florida. You'll have it going across Mississippi. And then it'll be hit or miss going across Louisiana over towards New Orleans. A little bit of fog in New Orleans tonight. You'll be out of it, then you'll be in it, then you'll be out of it. So not too bad. And then I don't really see anything else to bother you anywhere else on the weather map. So that being said, Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the pilot and Flying J nearest you. When you see that pilot or Flying J, pull on in there, especially on the third watch, because not only do they have all the different things that they have for the truckers, and they're making sure that they are taking care of the truckers as best they can with everything that they have to offer, but they also are seeing to it they're keeping the restaurants open, and in some cases it's limited seating in there, and in other cases it's go in, order what you want, you take a meal, and out you go. But they're doing the best they can. All the showers are there, all the laundries and laundromats are there, this, that, and the other in the truck stop, so it is what it is. And good morning to you, Cousin Vinny. Appreciate seeing you there. Now, to the telephone line we go, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the telephone line. I am assuming that you read all of what you said you were going to read when it came to the bill that passed the Senate last night. Ha ha.
I did, in fact, get to page 579 before I couldn't read another word.
There's 800-something pages, is that right?
883, so I'm 300 pages short. I tried to pass off a couple hundred pages over to a few of my lawyer friends at Pacific Legal Foundation, but they, most of them are young lawyers with kids that are sequestered in their houses, so I couldn't
get any lawyers. That ain't gonna
happen. Yep. I couldn't get any lawyers over there at Pacific Legal. At least take 100 pages or so.
Well, it passed unanimously 96-0 in the Senate. I was surprised to see that nobody voted against it, but I guess they figured out if they wanted to have a political career, they better go along with the mood of the country.
There was such shaming of the Democrats going into this third iteration, they really didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Now it goes to the House. Yeah,
the House will be very interesting, mm-hmm. and the House's vote, according to Steny Hoyer, who sent out a memo last night to the House members, it will be a voice vote, and it will be done on Friday. So there will not be a House, I mean, there won't be a vote today.
But they will vote Friday, because I heard last night it might be next week before they got this done.
No. According to Steny Hoyer's memo, it will be Friday.
Okay. Well, if it passes, the second it gets to the president, as long as it's not loaded with a bunch of garbage, he'll sign it.
It's not loaded like the second iteration by or the first by a long stretch. No. It's a lot of weird language in there because it deals with whereas and notwithstandings and, you know, heretofores in there. There's a lot of that. A lot of concentration on the railroads, meaning Amtrak.
Right.
They get $1 billion of this, and they get all these waivers. They don't have to wait 3 weeks or all this other kind of nonsense. Railroad workers get first, you know, hit at everything. They're highly protected.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to figure that one out, but.
Well, it's a railroad union. They're the old, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, union in the country.
Well, but you know, teachers are on, you know, union too, and you know, they are in charge of a whole bunch of students, and they're not even mentioned.
Well, good. All I can say is good to that one. Maybe it's about time we got our priorities screwed around here a little bit because the teachers' union has wielded way too much power, and usually they've gone off the deep end when they've done stuff. So maybe we're gaining some. Maybe we're gaining some stuff. Oh, here comes the music.
I wouldn't be that helpful.
All right. Yeah, all right. Hold on. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we are on the other side of the break, going to get into a lot of different things here about what's going on. Obviously, you need to know. And by the way, the United Kingdom, get this one, asked for 250,000 coronavirus volunteers. And within 24 hours, they had 450,000 people show up. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.